It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. That brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Hi.
Hello. Good morning. How are you today?
I am great. Look, really beautiful day. It feels very fall like. I'm not rushing the seasons. I'm fine with summer, and I'll stick with that as long as we can. But it does. It feels very, really comfortable outside.
It's a gorgeous day. I agree. And I'm sorry that we're not in your new studio, Mike, but I'm so excited
Look, I shared this with you guys off camera, but let's just take a look at the wonderment that y'all are missing right now. There, look at that. Look
beautiful.
It's wonderful. You didn't get a shot of my nose this time. That's good. We're really enjoying the new studio. We love it. Any requests, Megan, for either snacks or breakfast food in the green room?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I think granola bars are good.
Okay. All right. I wasn't even thinking granola bars. Mm-hmm. I could do that now because we're stocking up. We need to get a few appliances in there. We're getting a little mini fridge and then the coffee maker and the toaster and the microwave. But granola bars, I could do that now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So granola bars it is. Any beverage suggestions or requests?
I think just those mini water bottles, because, you know, you get a tickle in your throat and you can't.
Easy. Why am I not thinking of this? Anyway, thank you. Okay, uh-huh. This is perfect. Megan Huffman joins us each and every Tuesday, whether in studio or virtually. And each and every Tuesday, she brings us a guest. And who'd you bring today?
Yes, I'm delighted to have Jane Winters with Lake Christian Ministries on the show today. And she's located a little further out of town, so we didn't require her to drive all the way into Lynchburg today for this interview. I'm thankful for this remote option always.
Absolutely.
But we had noted that there is a Walk to End Poverty coming up this week with Lake Christian Ministries coming up in September. And just wanted to give them the opportunity to kind of share who they were and how we as a community in the greater Lynchburg region can get involved in that walk.
Absolutely. Well, Jane, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you taking time out. Tell us about Lake Christian Ministries.
Sure, I'll be happy to. And thanks for having me today.
Absolutely.
Lake Christian Ministries is a 501c3 nonprofit. We have been in existence about 32 years, have evolved from a food pantry to really a comprehensive sort of crisis center for those folks that are struggling at the poverty line. And we serve Bedford County, Franklin County, and Pennsylvania County, all the counties around the lake. So we've got a pretty big footprint. We're a Feeding America partner. We work with Feeding America Southwest Virginia. And we also provide clothing, household items, furniture. And lately, the biggest thing that we've been working with is financial aid to help those folks that are about to lose their home, may have lost utilities or are on the verge of losing utilities, to be able to restore those things, to avoid homelessness, and to get the lights and the heat and the air back on in homes with children, seniors. We also provide financial aid for an oral health program. We have a group of dentists that work with us that provide oral care for adults. That has become an extremely involved process. A lot of folks are taking advantage of that. And we also have a program called New Tomorrows. That program is the change agent. It is the program that folks go into when they know that what's happening in their lives, things need to change. They need to become more meaningfully employed. They need to overcome barriers. They need to find childcare, transportation, housing, things to get their family shored up and more secure so that they can move forward in a more meaningful way for their families.
And that is tremendous. In any given month or year, about how many folks do you guys serve?
Well, last year we provided over 12,000 or fulfilled over 12,000 requests for food insecure folks.
Wow.
Yeah. It is, and that number has grown significantly. We also provided financial aid support for about 900 families in our region. We've seen over the past couple of years about a 55% increase in the number of folks that are coming to us that are struggling at the poverty line. We had the pandemic, and then we've had three and a half years beyond that that have had high rising costs for housing, utilities, food. And for those folks that could make it work, it's gotten a little tougher for them. And so our numbers are increasing dramatically. Out of that 55% increase that we've seen over the last couple of years, we try to do a little dive a little deeper to understand who are all these new folks that suddenly need assistance. And we were saddened to see that 75% of them are young families that are working with children. And that's hard to see. It's hard to see all these young families that are coming to us. Yeah. But they are benefiting from our New Tomorrows services. We are working with them to try to get them more meaningfully employed, to try to shore them up, help overcome barriers, connect them to our community network of service providers to be able to address housing, child care, all those things that they need to be able to be at work and provide a living for their family.
Absolutely. And it reminds me of the Alice scenario. Mm-hmm. You have folks that are gainfully employed, but just rising costs and everything else. And most folks are one or two paychecks away from being in dire need anyway. And then, you know, you slap a rising electric bill or something that doubled and that's it. You know, any emergency situation could send most folks into a tailspin.
Right.
Right. The car breaks down, heaven forbid, somebody gets sick and is out of work for a while. All those things derail families that are struggling. Right now it's very tough. There's a growing number of them. And you're absolutely right. Our ALICE population has grown tremendously over the course of the last 2.5 years.
Well, Lake Christian Ministries is available to help, and you guys have an event that's coming up, the Smith Mountain Lake Walk to End Poverty.
We do. It's our annual event. It's really kind of twofold. It is we hold it every year, and we do a lot of publicity around it. We share a lot of stories about our neighbors during that time, so we can elevate people's understanding of what is happening with those folks that are low income and struggling. And these are your neighbors. These are the folks that are living right beside us and among us. Smith Mountain Lake, as most of you know, has a lot of retirees. We got a lot of folks that move here for the beauty of the lake and the tranquility of the area. So we do have a lot of middle and sort of upper income families that live here that have retired here or have chosen this area because of its serene and beautiful surroundings. And so when you think of Smith Mountain Lake, you kind of think of that. You don't really remember that we also have a rising and growing population of low income that are struggling at the poverty line. And the last 3 years has exacerbated that situation.
Well, the area is apart from lakefront, it is very rural. There's a lot of land and a lot of small communities. It's not just the touristy destination. It's a big area.
It is a huge area. We have a huge footprint. Franklin County itself is huge. You get Bedford as well. But yes, it is all rural, and dealing with needs on a rural basis when they've got transportation barriers, county line barriers, all those things, it's a little more cumbersome, a little more involved. And what we try to do with this event is raise the education and the awareness of what is happening with those that are struggling with poverty, And give everybody an opportunity to step up, get involved on a usually a beautiful fall day. I say that, I may jinx it, but right now that we've done this event for like 14 years and we've had one rain out of all of them.
Okay.
So we're hoping we have the blessing of great weather on September 21st. We do the event at the state park. Folks from all over the community form teams, or they can walk and or run. It's a 5 or 10K as individuals or as teams. We have schools, we have neighborhood associations, we have church groups, we have community groups, civic groups, a number of them that come together, form teams, and then they raise money about, during the time frame of a 4 to 6 week time frame prior to the event. And then all that money, that combination of that, is presented that day to help address poverty. This year, we were blessed to have a challenge on the board. So we have 13 sponsors that collectively went together and put together a $28,000 dollar-for-dollar challenge for
wow.
the first 28,000 donated. Our goal this year is to raise 80,000. We're at about 72,405 wow. right now.
It's tremendous.
So we are working hard to get to that 80,000. During the last couple of years, when our numbers have grown tremendously, donations to nonprofits overall are down. The
yeah.
economy's kind of unstable. Folks are thinking a little longer and harder about charitable giving because they're spending a little bit more at the grocery store and a little bit more on their own utilities. And so we're all nonprofits are seeing a little bit of a dip in donations. So at a time we're doing more, we really need folks to step up and help us address these needs. We're a totally donation-driven organization. And we do receive some grant support through a variety of grants in our county area from community foundations and others. But for the most part, about 70% of the funding that we receive comes from direct donations from individuals, businesses, and organizations.
All right. Yeah. Well, folks can learn more if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just search for Lake Christian Ministries, and then you'll see the event page. Jane, what is the direct link that folks can register for the walk?
It is smlwalktoendpoverty.com, and they can go there, register, learn more about the event, and also donate. We'd love to have them. If you can't come, you certainly can donate from your home or from anywhere. We try to make it as easy as possible to wrap your arms around this event and support our efforts to address poverty.
Very, very cool. And the walk is coming up on Saturday, September 21st. Go ahead and click the link, and we'll share that up on our Facebook page as well. Make a donation, Walk to End Poverty, with Lake Christian Ministries. Jane, thank you so much for sharing about your organization and your upcoming event.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Megan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to mention that Lake Christian Ministries is a recipient of Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation funding, and we have two grant cycles. We've talked about that every week between spring and fall. We're in the midst of our fall grant cycle right now. That ends at the end of this week, and we have a brand new Cadillac of a system that is going to make it a whole lot more easy for nonprofits to apply for those grants, less paper, more digital, but it's going to take a little bit more time to get your profile set up and get established in the system. So we just want to encourage nonprofits that are planning to apply this fall to do so ASAP. Like, don't delay, do it today. Because if you hit any snags, we want to be able to assist you this week. And so this is the last week to apply for the fall grant cycle. And you can go online and, you know, look for competitive grants and look for all the links there to log on and get your profile started. We also are getting ready to launch our Youth Philanthropy Council next week. Very exciting. We have high school students from all over the region, from Appomattox, Amherst, Campbell, Bedford, and the city of Lynchburg, come together and they get to learn and visit different nonprofit organizations to decide where a $10,000 Wells Fargo grant is given, and then a $5,000 Stuart Terrell Memorial grant is given. And we are so excited about that process because it really teaches youth about the philanthropy process and how to serve their community. It's a school year long initiative, and we already have those folks selected, and they'll begin the process next week. For Share Greater Lynchburg, we have monthly lunch and learns, and we have our October mixer coming up. And you'll be seeing more about that in our newsletter, getting ready for Giving Tuesday and equipping all of our nonprofits with ways to engage, give back, and connect with one another this fall season. So be on the lookout for those events coming up this fall.
Absolutely. And 180 nonprofit organizations are represented mm-hmm. on the Share platform. This is
That's
tremendous.
Right.
Yeah, and it's absolutely free for nonprofits to sign up and register and utilize.
I wanted to say that I've been visiting colleges. I was at Randolph College last week for a student engagement fair, and the college students just love it. They say, you know, I talk to sports teams and say, you know, when you're looking for ways to give back, you can come to one spot and search through items that might excite your team to get involved. I'm also going to be setting up at a young professionals event at the Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance this Thursday. And that's just all the young professionals in our region coming together, looking for ways that they can serve on boards of directors, get involved in volunteerism. And so it does behoove those 180 nonprofits to keep their profile as updated as possible with board member opportunities, internships, committee opportunities, and ways to volunteer so that all of these audiences that are coming to Share can find really tangible ways to get involved.
Absolutely. ShareGreaterLynchburg.org is the website. If you're part of a nonprofit organization, or if you'd like a volunteer opportunity, as Megan said, if you'd like to learn more about really enhancing your nonprofit organization and ways to connect with the community, you can do that on the Share platform. Just learn more by visiting ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. Well, folks, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. Have
Absolutely.
A great day, Mike.
You too.
Thanks, Jane.
It is the Mike Show Tuesday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.